Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
And welcome to yet another episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. It's a podcast all about using a podcast for me to buy a boat. We have boat money from the advertising. We have boat money from a special Patreon with special Patreon episodes. We connive plans to use our listeners, work with our listeners is maybe a less exploitative way to phrase that, but to make money for the boat. We've currently got about $3,000 towards the catamaran. We need $500,000. So really quickly narrowing in on 1%. At the moment, the Adelaide Fringe is on, and if there's one thing I know about podcasts is that it's very important to have clout. So what I thought I would do is get as many interviews as I could with comedians at the Adelaide Fringe and then use the clout of having them on there to get more listeners, to get more advertising money, to get a boat sooner. So I didn't have the organisational skills to sit down with a lot of different people. What I've done is just shoved my phone in the faces of as many people as I can who might be able to give me a little bit of clout. So here are some interviews from the Adelaide Fringe. I'm here with Luke Heggie. Luke, have you ever been on a boat?
Oh, I used to work on boats.
I bet there are some good stories there. Thank you for coming on the show, Luke Heggie.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
I'm joined here on the program before a gig with the great Simon Taylor. Well, you know who Simon Taylor is, and here he is.
Well, I love that he said, "Are you free right now?" and just shove this phone in my face.
Now, Simon, do you have any history with boats?
Yeah, my mum came to this country on a boat.
Beautiful. Isn't that wonderful, boats bringing people together?
Yeah, she was fleeing war.
Well, it's been a real treat having Simon Taylor on the podcast. Thank you to Simon Taylor. Go see his shows at the Adelaide Fringe and other festivals. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm joined here by the great Sam Campbell on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast. Sam, have you ever been on a boat?
Yeah.
All right, great having Sam Campbell here on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, James.
Thanks to all of them and to all the other people who I didn't use because they weren't famous and successful enough to go on my podcast. We did have one wonderful long chat where Aidan Tarko-Jones, who's a comedian who's having an increasingly large amount of success, came over to my house to play my piano and drop off a beautiful blanket for my children, which was just very sweet. And I said, Aidan, while we've got you, come outside to the makeshift gazebo that we have for the shade and the summer heat, and let's do an interview. We did a chat, and it was really, really great. And so the length and breadth of this interview, even though Taco might not have quite as much clout yet as those other people, I think Taco's clout is going to grow. There's a question in the business as to what to call him. He's got a great show about it called Taco. I always slip into calling him Taco because I always used to call him Taco. Aidan Tarko-Jones. Aidan Jones. He's very loosey-goosey about it. It's one of the things I love about this man. We have a great interview. It goes for a while. Listen, enjoy the interview. I ask him about his success, how he's having it, how he's dealt with an uninterrupted period of not having success up to this point. I love it. Here we go. Enjoy. Here it is. The expression, those who can't do, teach, I've always found to be very moving, especially its invert, which I've also found to be true, those who can do,
Cannot teach.
Interesting.
And what I find interesting about the trajectory that you've been on and the success you've had over the last, I would say, 2 years.
Sure.
I mean, COVID was a big speed bump. But
yeah.
Immediately before COVID
yeah.
and then coming out great guns post-COVID
sure.
Is that you slogged away in the business for a decade. Years you slogged away in obscurity. No opportunities.
And now
but beyond that, not getting opportunities that are entry level, normal opportunities that even the most
pathetic,
hopeless and unusual people to this day you tell me you can't get gigs in Adelaide.
Yes, correct.
It's mental.
It is.
And now you get booked everywhere. Everywhere,
yeah.
Great success. You're about to be, I think you'll be signed to, you know, and have big, huge, wonderful successes. You have been signed.
Yeah, oh, no, it's in the works.
Well, I'll edit that bit out.
No, I mean, you
all
can
right,
say
we'll leave
it.
That in.
We'll put the pressure on them.
Big show business people are circling.
Yeah, they now. Are, like fucking like sharks.
Yes, and the small show business people wouldn't have you. And you slogged away and you did every gig in the world.
Yeah.
And now big things are happening. And I would like to know...
I didn't know that this was the sucking podcast.
No,
this is really
well,
nice, man. You made
I don't
me
know
feel
about sucking. At the start of it, I was saying Craig wouldn't book you for the Rhino room. That's one of the most embarrassing things anyone's ever had happen to them.
It's humiliating, isn't it?
I know people who can get booked for that gig who, honestly, I wouldn't trust.
I wouldn't let them in my home.
I wouldn't trust them to polish a shoe without destroying it. But somehow you managed to make those. And I think part of it was the way you used to hold microphones, gangster rap style, which I can never
people
forget.
People from Adelaide hold on to that. You know,
I've started holding the microphone like that sometimes.
Have you?
Yeah. Just, I think you may be too far ahead of your time.
Yes.
But what did you learn? Because in this podcast, we wish to be established quickly.
Yeah.
We don't want to make the mistakes you made.
We don't
want
to pay our dues.
No.
We want our dues to be paid for
us. We want to accelerate.
Yeah. through
as promptly as possible through those early stages to get where you are now.
Yes.
Where success and boat ownership is assured, right?
Assured.
People have
virtually,
their,
it's
know,
inevitable.
They have their little podcasts,
yes.
You know, and they're slogging away 50,
yeah.
60 listeners.
Yeah, that's me. I have 54 listeners.
Mate,
4 years in.
I refuse to do it. I just won't. I just don't have time. I got a family.
Yes.
Let's use those skills.
I
so
have
number
a family
one.
Of listeners. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I don't
okay.
even. My listeners
I,
aren't my family. They're a club
you.
And they're not even allowed on the boat in this podcast. Now, what would you say were your biggest mistakes?
Mistakes. Look, maybe a mistake, but I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because when you look back at your life, it's very difficult to cast something that you've done as a mistake because whatever it is that led you to where you are now, and we're all kind of optimists in a way because we don't kill ourselves. So anything that you
some
do...
Some people are just very bad at committing suicide, but go on.
It's like, you know, okay, so something that I did that maybe hindered me in some regards was moving to London.
Mm-hmm.
At 23.
Fascinating.
2 years into doing comedy.
Really? Because that is the advice that I would have given to my younger self.
Is go, move.
Get out
yeah.
of this country.
Yeah. And so
what
maybe,
happened to you in London? I'm
well,
fascinated.
It didn't so much. It led to me having to get over my shit,
yeah.
which is bitterness, jealousy, all these looking around at other people going, why are they ahead of me? I started before all of that stuff.
Did you get over that in London?
I got over that after London because I went to London. Because I was in Melbourne for 2 years. I
yep.
started in Adelaide and then
yep.
I was in Melbourne for 2 years.
Yes.
And then I moved to London. I'm like 2.5 years into comedy.
Yep.
I think, I'm going to slot in at some sort of level. Incorrect.
Yeah.
Back at the bottom.
Well, now, when you come into Melbourne, well, that's also very unusual because usually you got to go away to come back
yeah.
in this country. It's the comeback from London that's the big power.
Well, so
Sarah Kendall can't get an ABC show in this country.
Uh-huh.
She'll get one in fucking London.
When I went to London, I wasn't at any sort of level to impress people. I was still just a loser open micer.
Yes.
So I went there, did 2 years there, was just starting to get in at a few clubs. My visa ended,
yep.
so I came back to Melbourne. Now I'm 4.5 years into comedy.
Yes.
And there's all these people who started while I was gone that are very good. You
name
know,
names.
Your Sam Tauntons,
yes.
your Danielle Walkers.
Yes.
You know?
People on the cover of magazines
who are
and
doing
on the project now.
Really well. And I'm looking at these guys going, who took my fucking spot in the line? Who took my ticket at the deli counter? You know? Where's my smiley Fritz?
You
to
should
use
been...
a hometown reference.
Oh, mate. Yes, and luckily almost all of our listeners are local. I haven't managed to break out. What do they call it over there in Victoria?
Devon, I believe. Or Log. You know, when I moved to Melbourne, I got a thing of Fritz and some cheese and some sweet chili sauce and bread. And
you.
It was called a flavoured knob. That's what it's called. It's processed, you know.
It's a beautiful. It's great that you still remember
knob.
The poverty.
Oh, do I?
Even to this day, I remember I was having... okay, this is my only poverty story.
Okay.
I had no money.
Yes.
I don't think I told this story. I had no money, but I had gigs at the sit down. And you get to stay in their accommodation.
Yes.
And I had my flights all booked, but I had no money. I took the coins from the back of the couch and in a jar. They had like little change jar. It was like $30 in change.
Mm-hmm.
I took all of it. And that's all I lived on for 3 days. And the worst, I just only had 2 minute noodles, Mee Goreng. And then
brutal.
Towards the end, but I came up with something beautiful out of the desperation. I cooked one set of the noodles because I had the cooked noodles, had the dry noodles.
Yeah.
Cooked noodles, then crack up the dry noodles on top, add a little texture.
Oh, yeah, quickly, nice.
A little crouton style.
Trick yourself into thinking that you're having a two-tone meal.
Yeah, not just one shameful texture. So I think bitterness does hold people back.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
But it made me, so it forced me to, like, the first time you see people who started after you, you know, in your mind pass you. Like,
yes.
Obviously now I understand that it's no one's passing anyone. We're all on our own trajectories. And that's what that forced me to learn, is it's like someone getting an opportunity that you... I didn't even want the opportunities that I thought I wanted, but you just see the most... of when you start comedy, you know, and you see someone and you're like, well, that's the most obvious place that I might go, so I guess I want that. And then someone else gets it and you're like, why didn't I get that? And it's like, because you... one, we're never going to get it because that's not the kind of comic that you are.
Yes.
And two, you didn't even want it. You just thought you wanted it because you didn't know what you wanted.
But you know what I think might have been a weird generational thing and of the shifting sands is that some of those things that seemed like they were gettable became ungettable with time.
Interesting.
Or not wantable, right? Like you pitch your... I know people who have gone, my goal in life was to have a Conan O'Brien set.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that show doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Or people who have gone, you know, a gala spot.
Like sure.
When we started 10 years ago,
a gala
spot,
was the thing.
That was it. Now, even if you get a gala spot, it's on ABC2 on a Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
On a medium that doesn't exist. You're better off doing a little dance.
We used to stay up at night to watch that. You know, that was the thing. You used to advertise it.
It was
a call-a-thon, the phones, everything. And
now I wouldn't even give my own money to Oxfam because they are anti-Semitic.
Are they?
Well, they're anti-Israel.
Well, I've got to go and give all my money to...
All right, not having bitterness. Beyond that, you can be not bitter and turn up. That frees you up to not do the things you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
But in terms of doing the things you should be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, gig pig was a term coined, I think, for you.
Ah, Peter Jones.
And a couple others. Peter Jones, Luca Blake.
Blake Freeman.
Any other gig pigs around Melbourne?
Those are, Zach Dyer, Andrew Portelli.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that do a lot of gigs.
A sea of men of a certain age who do every gig.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I get too tired.
You know, Prue Blake.
Prue
Blake does a lot of gigs. I'm trying to think of the people who have been around for ages who do lots of gigs. Raywin Pickering.
Yes.
Does quite a few. Or Matthew Vasquez.
Noted woman,
Matthew Vasquez. Noted brown ethnic man.
Well, that can, I didn't, you know, that can be.
There's more
there's
diversity.
Room for at least two
all
brown
types.
Men in Melbourne
in
doing
me and
a
Vasquez.
Lot of gigs.
But so, yeah, what bitterness doesn't necessarily, like, yeah, it getting over that means that you're not going for the things you don't want, but it also allows you to focus on doing the things, maybe not knowing what you want in the future, but certainly focus on what makes you happy right now, you know, going, okay, it doesn't matter that other people are getting things, you know, that I'm not getting, or that they have more money than me, or get bigger gigs than me, or whatever. I still get to do comedy every night. So why don't I just focus on that? And in focusing on that, you get better at that.
Yes.
And getting better at something, I mean,
Well, your show, your hour-long show that I'm going to say broke you.
Yeah.
And then has had the first big online consolidation of your... because it's done very well, your special.
Yeah.
Which we'll put a link to in this.
22,000 views.
22,000 views!
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I'm so
very
bitter.
Very exciting.
I'm so bitter that I'm not getting 22,000 views.
I sup on it.
Well, you should. cute. No, this is... it's beautiful. That's a very bitty, tight show of things that really break... I mean, there you can see the fives in
thanks,
that.
Man.
Not in a... like,
yeah,
not in a,
yeah,
like, it's
yeah,
just a
no,
series of fives together.
Good.
It's because so many shows, it's like, here's 15 good here, here's 15 good at the end. I have a little quiet bit in the middle or a song or something.
Yeah.
And then we'll pull it together. But that's a tight... show. And that was, you told, I don't know if you want, I'll cut this out if you want.
Tell them.
You told me about someone who was thinking of giving you an opportunity, but wanted to see a follow-up show to that.
Yeah.
Who said, well, we just want to check that that first show wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
But that show screams, this obviously is not a fluke.
Yeah,
because it's not like you're just getting by on charm.
Of course.
There's a good punchline every 9.5 seconds.
Sure.
Because that's what you need when you're doing a fight at a horrible room.
It's all from clubs.
Yes.
And that's why I do all the gigs, because you got to do the gigs to make sure the shit works on its own. You know?
I agree.
Otherwise, it's all just fucking a house of cards.
Well, I don't. Yes. I've gone the house of cards.
But you're a completely different thing. You got bored of saying something after you said it twice.
Yeah, that
I mean,
that
you're
was
a completely
a
different fucking animal,
man. Well, here's the problem that I'm having. If we're going our separate ways, and that's the advice for the boat podcast.
Yes.
I'm not bored of it. I'm enjoying making it.
Good. But that's the important thing.
What I want even more than to make it is to have
a boat.
The boat.
Yeah.
And I will really make it subservient. You know, I understand it's hard to draw a parallel. Very hard to go and do 15 5-minute spots every single week, especially in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not getting paid. Uh-huh. Small audiences. Cunts are plenty on the bill and in the crowd.
Sure.
I don't mind putting myself through that level of suffering. And what I'd like to brainstorm and get your help with is, what is the hard work? What is the suffering that I have to do
in the podcast realm?
In the podcast world, to shoot it up to the next level.
That's difficult, isn't it? Because that's a great question, and you've brought around this point very well.
Thank you. I'm so good at what I do.
Because I mean, that's the beautiful thing about comedy, is there is an avenue to practice it all the time, constantly. You know, maybe you should try and put out the volume of these podcasts.
Well,
how many do you do? One a week?
I do one a week.
What if you did two a week?
Mm.
You know, what if you, because they're quite short. They're quite short, aren't they? You know who's good?
Yeah, who's good?
David Boyle.
I don't know anything about
David Boyle is a Melbourne comedian, and he did a podcast called I'm Quitting Alcohol, and each episode is like 5 minutes.
Great.
And he does it every single day.
Right.
And it's about him quitting drinking, but they're so bingeable because it's every day, and he just it's spam content. Yeah.
It's the sort of way that he obviously likes to go around things. What's his name?
David
Boyle?
Boyle. He moved to India, I think, with his wife, partner, something like that.
Well, that is what gets
B-O-Y-L-E.
David Boyle, architect?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I'm quitting alcohol.
I'm quitting alcohol. I will look that up.
Yeah, I think it's called that, or quitting drinking or something like that.
The family is a big part of it.
Yeah.
These episodes are short, not because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. I literally...
Yeah.
Precious time. I've quit my job.
Yes.
I have slightly more time now.
This is very good, James.
I'm also super poor.
Yeah.
So there's less time because I have to... I just got a board game writing thing. I'm going to write a board game for smoke lovers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm. I won't talk about any of that. What's a good jumping off point?
So here, volume.
Volume.
Right? Because volume, it's for me, stage time.
Yes.
That's how the act gets tightened. And writing every day. That's what London taught me.
Ugh.
If you're going to do the gigs,
you're right.
You got to write in the morning or else you're saying the same shit you said last night.
This is what I do.
Everyone says in the evening, you got to do a lot of gigs.
Yep.
But if you're doing a lot of gigs, you got to maybe not write, but at least think about what you're going to say.
Think about comedy. Well, you know what? I can at least add more thinking time. We're currently doing two podcasts. We're doing the Patreon-only podcast, which was a big move to start that immediately.
Yeah, it was
15 Patreons
That's
now.
Good. That's very good.
It's not enough. Go to the Patreon now and sign up. We're getting over $100 a month.
That's good.
When that comes up, I might be able to buy a new hat, because I have my old captain's hat to somebody.
A hat for the children?
I bought my daughter a captain's hat.
Very good. Two children?
Two children,
beautiful.
It's so hard, man. No, it's
but
good.
But so here...
But
if you,
I think
if
effort,
for
time,
volume,
wonderful.
Yeah,
volume,
for volume. Volume. Because so I do my podcast, Sitting Under a Tree, by the way. 4 years, 54 listeners, no more, no less.
We'll be popping a link on this.
But what I do is I've noticed every time I try and make it more marketable and put work into it and go, maybe this is the angle, it becomes less of what it originally was that was so fun to me, which is just me for half an hour talking about my week and figuring out how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And that's low effort. I do zero editing. I put a theme song at the start and then I throw it up. And if you could figure out a way to do, I'm not even going to say two. What if you did three a week and there were like 15-minute little shots of James McCann And there was honestly, just like short, no editing. So if you figured out a format.
I struggled. I said I wouldn't edit this. I will edit this.
Of course you will. We've been here and for 20 minutes.
These 15-minute ones that I do, honestly, 8 hours.
Oh, my
eight
God.
8 hours to do 15
that
minutes.
That is horrific.
But I think this try, just put more effort in.
Yeah.
Become a, you know, like Rock Lee in Naruto, become a genius of hard work.
Yeah.
I love that. A genius of hard work.
What I think people, when they go out to see a live show and go and, you know, engage with the arts, people want to see something amazing.
Yes.
And people want to see someone who has mastered their craft over, like, they've dedicated their life to it. And then they want to see that person engaging with their craft and just enjoying it and having fun. Like, what's the guy, Escher? He did line cut. He did those lino cut things. Yeah. The drawing man. He did those lino cut things for fucking 50 years.
Yes.
And he discovered his style that he's known for when he was like in his 60s.
Even after all, like 50 years.
Beautiful.
Even then, after
it's
50
beautiful.
Years, he couldn't get perspective right. There are staircases going nowhere, hands drawing each other. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
You're being obtuse and it's very funny.
He's probably. I will abandon dilettantism. I will subject all the disparate forces of my life to the Catamaran Plan podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything will be
total
made
war.
Subservient. It is. We are in a state of total war. It's just become okay to bomb civilians. We're doing everything we can to make this podcast.
Yeah, well, there are no civilians.
Well,
all
of course, if you're working
citizens,
in a munitions factory, you have to die.
If it's total war, all citizens are, you know, military personnel.
Do you know Anscombe? Ah, wonderful philosopher. Great essay on total war and why it wasn't right to drop the bomb on Japan. But I'd like to say, Aidan Taco Jones, so good to have had you here.
Beautiful.
I will put links to all of your wonderful work in the bio.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the Patreon, where you can listen to more episodes just like this one, but with less effort put in. I love you. I miss you. I need you. I want you. Ow! I affirm that I will focus. I will give up on bitterness and dilettantism, and I will focus on my one goal, my one aim, the catamaran, and the plans therein to realize the catamaran. I am a force. I'm on the tracks. I'm a train on the tracks. I'm a beam of light moving in a straight line. I am the future. I am unidirectional. I am the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Catamaran ho. Thank you to Aidan Taco Jones. Thank you to you. Thank you to Aidan Taco Jones.
Thank you to you.
Thank you to Aidan Taco Jones. Thank you to you.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.